Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And it is the same risen Lord Jesus who, after his resurrection, appeared to his apostles for 40 days and spoke to them about the kingdom of God. It is this same risen Lord Jesus who truly ascended into heaven, where he is now seated at the right hand of the Father, living forever to make intercession for us. He is risen and ascended indeed. Back in the 1980s, my younger brothers enjoyed watching the popular television cartoon He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. You probably know the cartoon. When Prince Adam of Eternia raised up his magic sword, he turned into He-Man and shouted out, "I have the power!" He-Man claimed to be the most powerful man in the universe, fighting against the forces of evil. And it was cute to see my little younger brothers going around with their sword saying, "I have the power!" Now, we all know that He-Man is just a cartoon. It is fantasy, fiction, fake, and false. It is pretend and make-believe. As Christians, we know what the truth is. The most powerful man in the universe is the God-man, Jesus Christ. In today's gospel, Jesus shouts out, "I have the power." Right before our Lord ascends into heaven, he tells the apostles, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me." All power. Some translations of the Bible say, "All authority." All authority, all power has been given to Jesus by the Father. In Latin, we use the word omnipotens from the Latin word omni, meaning all, and potens, meaning power. It's how we get the English word omnipotent, meaning all powerful. Some kings, rulers, civil leaders, and chief executive officers of the world think they have all of the power. But the Bible teaches us something very different. When Jesus was on trial before Pontius Pilate, Pilate said, "Do you know that I have the power to release you and the power to crucify you?" And Jesus broke his silence and he says, "You would have no power over me unless it was given to you from above." Why? Because all power in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus. Only Jesus can shout out, "I have the power." And this is a good thing to remember in today's modern world. Our Lord's ascension into heaven does not mean that Jesus is on vacation or on sabbatical. He is very much with us. He tells us, "I will be with you always." You see, even when he is in heaven, seated at the right hand of the power of the Father, Jesus has all power here on earth. He is still in control of everything. I don't know if you noticed, but St. Paul talks extensively about God's power in today's second reading. He uses the word three times. He says, may the eyes of your heart be enlightened so that you may know what is the surpassing greatness of his power. He wants us to know that God's power surpasses everyone and everything. St. Paul talks about the exercise of God's great power. And St. Paul says that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion. St. Paul believes clearly that Jesus can say, I have the power. Our Lord mentions power in today's first reading as well. You probably caught it. Right before he ascends into heaven, Jesus says to the apostles, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You will receive power. Now that's a twist. I thought Jesus had all power in heaven and on earth. But Jesus says, you will receive power. How? Through God the Holy Spirit, who comes upon us in baptism and confirmation, just as he first did to our Blessed Mother and the Apostles on Pentecost. So we have an interesting dynamic going on here, don't we? Are dear friends familiar with the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous teach us that the first of the 12 steps is to admit that we're powerless. To admit that we have no power. It's the first step in the spiritual life, to admit that I'm powerless. I don't have any power on my own because of my own brilliant intelligence, my stunning good looks, and hard work. What's step two of Alcoholics Anonymous? To admit that there's a higher power. A power that does not come from my brilliance, my good looks, and my hard work. A power that comes from above. A power that comes from God. Jesus says, you will have power when God, the Holy Spirit, comes upon you. And that power helps us to do supernatural things. It helps us to be witnesses of Christ in the world as they were in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. We have power to witness to Christ in our everyday life. We have power to baptize souls in the name of the one God in three persons. We have power to teach all the nations, not just Christian nations, all the nations, teaching all the nations to obey everything that Jesus tells them. This is power from above. So, in summary, the risen Lord Jesus has all power in heaven and on earth, but he ascends into heaven to the right hand of the Father, so he can give us a share in his power. He says if he doesn't ascend into heaven, he can't send the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of power. So there is a way that we can say, I have the power, if we're in the state of grace. Then we have the power of God the Holy Spirit to make Jesus Christ known and loved to the ends of the earth. And so to the risen, living Lord Jesus, who is seated at the right hand of the Father, to him be the glory and the honor and the power forever and ever. Amen.